今天是我们庆祝主耶稣复活的日子。
Today is the day for us to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
这是一个非常关键的日子。
It is a crucial day.
因为主耶稣从死里复活。
Because Jesus was risen.
圣经里边有关所有他的应许，原来都是真实的。
And all that had been said about him was true.
那个救恩已经完成了。
And the salvation is now completed.
然后接下来主耶稣后来在他回到天上之前就讲了一句话。
And then before our Lord went back to heaven, he said this.
我们一起来读。
And we shall read together.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并且在
在耶路撒冷、
犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
非常关键性的一个宣布。
It's a very crucial statement.
与我们主耶稣的复活非常有关系。
And it's highly related to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣复活。
Because he was risen.
我们这个生命是有力量的。
We have this power in our lives.
过去我们读圣经看到这些的人物。
And previously when we read the Bible and we saw all these characters.
我们感觉到距离很远。我们是了解他们做得到，我们做不到。
And we feel they are far away from us, and they could do certain things that we could not.
今天我们看圣经所羡慕、所佩服的人物，再不是这个道德教训，那是我们可以成为哪样一个人。
But today, when we read the Bible and see the person the people we admire, it's not just a model for us. We can actually live like that.
今天我们离开这里的时候，只要我们愿意，我们的生命。是经得起考验，而且是一个完全不同的人生。
And today, if we're willing, when we leave here, we can live a life that can stand the trial of faith.
这两位是谁呢
？So who are those people?
有位我们很熟悉。
One of them we are really familiar with.
就是格培利牧师。
He is Billy Graham.
啊，他是刚刚最近回到天父那里去，他在世上的人生。大概九十多岁。
So he just got, he just passed away, to heaven, and he lived around 90 years on earth.
旁边的是谁呢
？And who is that person sitting next to him？
是他的长孙。
That's his eldest grandson.
格牧师的儿子叫 Frank Graham， 非常爱主。
His son Frank Graham is also really loves God.
Franken 的大儿子就是这位 Will Graham， 也是非常爱主。
And Will Graham was is the firstborn of Franken Graham.
几年前，当 Will 去看他的祖父的时候
，A few years ago when Will went to visit his grandpa，
他发觉他的祖父还是如以前一样。爱主，爱传福音。
And he found his grandfather, loving God and spreading the gospel as just as what he had done before.
虽然不能领很多长布道位，可是他写书来服侍神。
Though he was not able to lead as much sermons as he had before, he still wrote a lot of books to spread the gospel.
因此，这位年轻的 Will Graham 就推行一个计划。说每一个人，特别是对年轻人，你要成为敢作敢为的但以理。
And then, Will Graham decided to promote this plan that to encourage all people, especially youngsters, to dare to be Daniel.
今天我对大家是一个很大的期望。
And then I have this high expectation for you all today.
无论当中年长的或者年轻的。我们都可以能够成为一个忠诚的一代。
For the old and the young here, I pray that you will all be a faithful generation.
大家能够有一个经得起考验的人生。
And we can have this, and we can have lives that can stand the trial of faith.
我们可以同心选择对神的忠诚。
We can choose to be loyal to God together.
我们会相信神的能力。也顺服神的主权。
We will trust God's power and submit to His will.
最后，如果我们人生只剩下我们一个人，我们是独处不节目， 还是单单依靠神。
And even when we're just by ourselves, we shall be alone but not lonely, rely only on God.
好在我们今天学习里的，包括我们每一位，我们从头到尾都可以敬畏神。
It's just like the baptism we just saw today. We pray that we all can fear God from in every parts of our body.
问题的关键。
The key to this question.
你有没有第一手与神亲密的经验，从神得能力的经验，圣灵给你能力的经验
？Is if you have this first-hand experience of God giving you the abilities?
刚才我们提到有位我们斐叶姊妹，她是第四代基督徒，非常宝贵。
And we just mentioned that Fiona, a sister Fiona, is a fourth generation Christian, and that's very precious.
可是很关键的，包括每一个，我们每个人都要与神有一手的经验，不是二手的信仰。人家给我们的信仰，父母给我们的信仰，那个是不够能力的。
But what's more important is we all have this first-hand experience of our faith, not just a second-hand experience we've heard from others or our parents.
当年但以理被掳到巴比伦。
So when Daniel was captured to Babylon.
哇，是一个非常豪华、非常出世的文化。
Babylon have this grand and exceptional culture.
他这个出世地方就是跟我们今天北美有的比较。
You could compare it to the United States today.
当年就是巴比塔的所在。
It was in this place where the Tower of Babel was established.
后来这个地方叫加勒底，巴比伦是其中一个大城。
And Babylon was one of the grand cities there.
然后成为巴比伦帝国。
And then become an empire of Babylonia.
可是最同样的地方，这些国家的文化都是敌对神的。
But all their culture is against God.
做但以理被掳之后，经历过不同的统治。
And after Daniel was captured, he experienced different emperors.
为什么我们今天要读三处的经文呢？
Why we need to read three different passages today?
我们可能去年很爱神。
It's because we might love God dearly. Last year.
十年之后就马马虎虎。
But after 10 years' time, we'll be mediocre.
二十年之后就躲在某一个角落。
And after 20 years, we might be hiding somewhere.
所以我们要经得起人生不同的考验。
From God, that's why we need to have a faith that can stand the trials.
但以理经过不同时代，他经得起考验。你与我呢？
Daniel stands through all this time, and he stands through all the trials. How about us?
那么现在呢，我会请四位做但以理跟三个朋友。首先，是上个礼拜的但以理，那三个朋友请出来。
And I will invite four people to act like Daniel and his three friends, and let's have the.
好，然后他们出来，然后呢？我现在特别邀请，因为我去年跟另外一位他们很熟，晨曦，请你做 Daniel。我们欢迎他们啊！请你们站在这里哈、啊，等一下按照朝代变化，你们就要暂时分开哈、啊。那好，然后呢，请你们在这里，大家都看到你们哈、啊，好，谢谢。然后呢，你们这位是但以理了，好，他的名字，请大家温习一下他的名字什么意思呢
？So what's the meaning of Daniel, the name？
啊，请告诉我但以理什么意思啊？
先是我的审判者。
哇，他们一起回答，哇，很好， yeah. 你们也帮忙，你们真是对他真好。好了，现在你们三位里边要选择谁做哈拿尼亚
？So who will be？
哇，这么快啊！谁做米莎啊？喂，哇，你们又提到选择最后一个，那好，可是他们每个名字都很好啊。
And they all have good names.
我跟晨曦还有一只姊妹幽默一点，下次你们有孩子，这里边四个也是不错的哈。那这四个弟兄，包括我们好像爱主弟兄姊妹，他的名字都代表他们属灵的情况哈。
And the four names of those four brothers represents their spiritual status.
但以理是神是我的审判者。
For Daniel, it means God is my judge.
哈拿尼亚是耶和华满有恩惠。
Hananiah, God is full of grace.
啊，米撒利亚，有谁能像神一样哈
？Michelle, who can be like God?
圣门就是这个哈利亚，耶和华是我的帮助哈。
Azariah, God is my help.
当时的王帝决定栽培他们。
At that point, the emperor decided to train them.
在巴比伦的 UCSB 进读学校。
At the UCSB of Babylon.
三年免费。
It was free for 3 years.
还有吃到王帝的 king buffet.
And king buffet every day.
三年。
For 3 years.
喝王喝的酒。
Drink the wine from the king's table.
太好了啊。
It's so good.
可是呢，当他们发现这个食物是拜公偶像的。
But when they realized that the food that was given to them was offered as worship to other gods.
而且喝这个酒表明跟王很亲密的关系，他们就怎么样呢
？And drinking the wine would represent that it will have this.
你们一起来做一下，他们说什么
？With the king.
用身体语言，哎。哦。
And they decided to refuse it.
非常宝贵呀。
That's very precious.
他们从耶路撒冷是被掳的。
They were captured from Jerusalem.
前途已经没有了。
And they lost their future.
而且他们做这个决定，甚至生命也可以不没有了。
And by doing so, they may lose their lives too.
他们这么年轻，就立志对神的忠诚。
They were so young, yet they were so faithful to God.
今天我们社会里边，有什么文化我们要说不呢
？So in today's life, what kind of culture do we need to say no to?
我就看到有点，至少有点。
I can see at least one point.
请问大家有没有手机
？Do you have cell phones?
哎呦，可是你可不可以不看手机呢
？Can you stop looking at your cell phone?
我们有个口号，就是说，给你们一起等一下说啊，手机是我的仆人。
And we
手机是我的仆人。
Cell phone is my servant.
我一起来说，手机是我的仆人。我是手机的主人。
I am master of my cell phone.
你也决定吗
？Yes.
好。你知道啊，在德国啊，现在他们有一种新的设计，很多人啊过马路啊都不看那个红绿灯了、啊，所以他们将那个红绿灯呢、啊、设在马路上边。
So in German, they have this new design because people are looking at their phones all the time and not pay attention to the traffic lights. So they project the traffic lights down onto the road so they can see it.
John Piper 这位牧师说，今天北美文化教会面对是文化冷漠、嘲弄、排斥、敌意，我们又怎么面对呢
？So theologian John Piper says that today the churches in North America is facing the challenges of the culture, the mockery, separation. And so how should we reply?
No.
We should say no to the culture.
面对前途没有，甚至生命失去，我们看这些就看得很透。那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。这是主耶稣教导我们的。
So when we face the chance of losing our future or even our life, we need to think in long terms and.
请你们诵读哪段经文？那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。还有身体语言，预备来。那杀身体的，
不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。
我们一起来。
那杀
身体
不能
杀灵魂
的，
不要怕他们。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 28. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul.
你说什么？
Brothers and sisters.
在 Colorado 有个弟兄就面对这个情况。
In Colorado, a brother was faced a situation like this.
他是一个制造蛋糕还有这个艺术师的来，一些有艺术设计的一个师傅。
He is an artistic cake maker.
他有多年的经验。
He is experienced.
他是基督徒。
And he is a Christian.
妈妈也帮助他。
His mother helps him.
他家人也帮助他。
And his other family members helps him.
2012年。
In 2012.
有两个男的进来，就跟他说。
Two men came into his shop and said to him.
我们要为我们的婚姻，弄一个 蛋糕。
We need a cake for our marriage.
当 Jack 发觉他们是一个同性恋的婚姻的时候
for their wedding, and when Jack finds out that they are having a same-sex marriage,
他说不可以。
He said no.
不久就接到对方提出这个控诉。
And then he was soon notified by the court.
然后呢？这个 Colorado 政府就说，你这个也是不对。
And the government in Colorado said that he's doing it wrong.
啊，因此呢，如果要是你从今天开始，不可以再答应任何结婚蛋糕。
So and from today, you shouldn't take any other wedding.Orders,
这是他百分之四十的生意
，which makes 40% of his revenue.
他决定，不做。
And he decided to not do them.
澳建已经到了高等法院。
And now this case was brought to the Supreme Court.
今年六月份就有结果。
And we will get an answer in June this year.
Jack 还遭受到有死亡恐吓。
Jack got death threats.
可是他今天还是说我要坚持立场。
But till this day, he stand firmly in his belief.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们是活在一个社会里边，我们要对不应该的说不，对不对
？We live in the society, and we need to say no to the things that we should say no to.
接下来在但以理书第三章的时候。
Then in Daniel chapter 3,
提到这个尼布格勒斯王弄一个金像推崇王帝崇拜。
Nebuchadnezzar built an image of gold and promoted the worship of king.
然后呢他是推崇一个每年每月都要拜的偶像。
And he made this idol that people should worship every year and every month.
如果你不敬拜立时丢在烈火的窑中。
And for all who refuse to do that, they will be thrown into a burning furnace.
啊，这个时候我们发觉但以理不在，所以请你在下边休息一下哦。
And Daniel was not there.
我到今天还不晓得你去了哪里哈，不过我也不问了哈，你得出差哈，基本上。好了，只剩下他们三位了。
And so it was
怎么办啊？哇，但以理走了，怎么办啊？说再见了。啊，哥。现在所有人说要王帝说要拜偶像，所有人都要拜啊。
So at this moment, everyone was asked to worship this golden image.
保罗也告诉提摩太说：“你要逃避少年的私欲，与他亲身祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。”
Paul told Timothy that flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness.Faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
这三位的弟兄在但以理不在的时候，原来他们与神有直接的关系。
When Daniel wasn't there, the three friends of him also have this direct relationship with God.
当时王帝还想他们妥协，你们再不听，我就对付你们啦。
And They were threatened by the king Nebuchadnezzar.
有谁能够救你们脱我的手啊
？And asked who can save you from my hand?
众门说威逼利诱啊。
So they were threatened and they were tempted by benefits.
可是这三位的弟兄们给我们建了一个非常榜样，请你们先讲。即便如此，还有机会不然。首先，他们相信神的能力啊，你们怎么说呢？
即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能救，能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。神啊，他也救我们脱离你的手。
你们再来一次好不好？好，再来。
即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火窑中救出来。王啊。他也必救我们脱离你的手。
他们相不相信神的能力？
是
神的能力一点都没有任何他们有点怀疑哈。
So the three brothers laid out a perfect example, and they said to Nebuchadnezzar that if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand, and showing their trust in God's power, and they have no doubt.
另外一句是太精彩了，而且是太宝贵了，请你们告诉宣布给我们听。
今后不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
今后不然。
And the second sentence they said to the king is even more precious. They said, but even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up.
他们相信神有主权。
They said, but even if he does not, they submit to God's will.
神有能力，我们也相信他有主权。
We believe that God has the power in him.And his will rules.
2015年
In 2015,
这个伊斯兰帝国 ISIS, 他们就派杀手杀了埃及的一群的基督徒。
ISIS killed a group of Christians in Egypt.
最关键的，原来是在背后他们的家人呢。
And the most important thing is their families.
他们有一个。太太就这样子祷告，看着他们知道这个消息，就这样子祷告。
And a wife of those Christians prayed like so.
最重要，我的先生不要因为这样子放弃信仰。
I pray that my husband would not give up his belief.
原来他们是这样子的一种属灵伙伴，要支持到底，坚持爱主，计划不然。
And they are so close and so firm in belief like that, it's like them saying, even if so.
而且他还这样子祷告，主啊，啊，赦免他们，他们所做的不知道，希望他们认识主。
And she also prayed for the ISIS, that God will forgive them for they do not know what they were doing, and she prayed that they will also get to know God.
大家知不知道，你叫神有没有听祷告啊？你想不想知道？有啊。
Do you want to know if God listened to that prayer?
其中一个杀手不是这一批，另外一批有个杀手。
One of the assassins in
在梦里边啊，看到有个穿白袍的，就是向他显现。
In his dreams, he saw a figure in white robes shown to him.
而且说啊，你杀了我的属于我的人。
And said to him, "You killed men belong to me."
他开始很不明白。
He was very confused.
所以他另外一次采取行动的时候，就有机会得到一本圣经。
And in another, action, he got a Bible.
因此，后来有一天，在一个机构叫 Youth with a Mission， 门口有人敲门。
And so there was an organization called Youth for Mission, and they knocked on his door.
这个本来的杀手看了圣经，他说：“现在说，请问。”我可不可以成为耶稣的门徒
？He knocked on the organization's door and he asked, if I can be a follower of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，神听不听祷告
？Brothers and sisters, does our God listen to our prayers?
最关键，我们相信神的能力，也相信神的主权。
But the most crucial thing is that we need to trust in His power and also His will.
在火窑里边。我们当时看到神的同在。
In the burning furnace, we can see God's presence.
弟兄姊妹，我们都活在很多火般的试炼里面，是不是
？Brothers and sisters, we also live in a lot of trials like the fire.
我们每个人都有这种的可能性。
We all have this possibility to be put in under those circumstances.
刚才我穿的那个牧师袍呢
？The pastor robe I was wearing
是我爸爸的。
Belongs to my father.
我爸爸差不多八年前回到天父那里去。
He passed away about eight years ago.
我就想到他生命带给我的一种学习。
And I thought about what he taught me in my life.
当年我父母结婚，两个都没有信主。
And when my parents were married, they were not believers.
他们的关系很差。
And they will having this bad conflicts.
有了第一个孩子之后，我的母亲就告诉我父亲，以后我们就分开来。可是当时就是还是住在一个房子里边。
After having their first child, my mother told my father to live separately, though they were still under one roof.
可是当时呢，我父亲在大学里边，就是上海圣约大学里边，信了主，透过一个同学。
And then my father became a believer, in a university in Shanghai.
所以大家大学就是太好的地方认识主了。
So, college is a great place to get to know God.
然后呢，当时我父亲很痛苦了。
And at that time, my father was in a lot of struggles.
信了耶稣，婚姻更加糟糕。
And after he became a believer, his marriage
然后呢，
even,
他太太从此开始不睬他。
His wife decided to not talk
to him. 三个选择
to him.
七天、七个月还是七年？你们说哪一个是答案？不睬他哦，啊，哎呀，你怎么知道啊？你这是有智慧，知道吗？这些都是爱，都是七年了。
So, his wife didn't talk to him for 7 years.
当时父亲在伙伴的试炼，有人说，你这种情况不如离婚啊。
And so my father was in this great trial, and people told him that, why don't you just divorce?
跟我们今天婚姻有困难就不离婚的想法一模一样。
It's like our thoughts on like struggles in marriage today.
可是我爸爸就开始为太太祷告，用各种的，就是常常为她祷告。
But then my father started to pray for my mom.
神听祷告，我爸爸放在桌子的当中，妈妈没有看。可是呢，我母亲有一天家里有人敲门。
And God listened to his prayer. Though my mother didn't read the flyers he put on the desk, but one day, someone knocked on our door.
哎，袁太太，你们家里要不要佣人啊？要啊。
And asking if she wants a servant.
不过我有一个要求，我每礼拜天要去教会的。不可以啊，你一个礼拜应该有一天休息。
And the servant asked if she can go to churches on Sundays, and my mother says, sure, you should have a day of rest every week.
因此每个礼拜天下午她回来，哎，太太，牧师今天讲什么道？
And so every Sunday, the servant maid would go to my mom and tell her what the sermon that the pastor preached on that Sunday.
因此在1948年10月16号，我母亲就信主了。
And in October 16th, 1948, my mom also became a Christian.
过了几年，不告诉你哪一天了。他们说你们要好好相处，他们就有第二个孩子，难道就是我了？
and several years after,
很重要啊。所以我们名字叫做奇恩 ，Amazing Grace。
Yeah. So after several years, they had their second children, which is me, and that's why my name in Chinese it means.
每个人都有伙伴的试炼，是不是
？Everyone need to go through trials.
可是神与我们同在。
But God is with us.
关键我们是一手信仰还是二手信仰
？The key is still, do we have this first-hand belief or a second-hand belief?
当我们去到第三处的圣经的时候。
As we read the third passage,
哇，这个时候我们的丹以里啊，等一下你要出围来了哈，你要连长了，你走路不要这么轻松啊，连长的丹以里了。
Daniel was old.
这是80岁以上了。
Over 80 years old.
啊，他连长的时候怎么办呢
？And so what?
那么你们三位呢，可以回去了哈，谢谢你们。连长的丹以里了。
And during that time, his friends left.
朝代也改变了。
And the dynasty changed.
现在一个新的王朝来了。
Now he's in a new kingdom.
可是有点很特别，但以理从年轻到年长，对神忠诚，做事还是非常的忠心。
And But what's special about Daniel is through all his ages, he is faithful to God and he's loyal to the things he do.
这个时候，他唯一的依靠是谁呢？
So who is his only who is his only help?
就是我们的主。
It's Lord, it's our Lord.
在我们清教徒神学家巴克斯德有这样子说。
There's a famous quote from this theologian Baxter.
基督领我经过的黑暗之处，绝不比他自己走过的黑幽暗。
Christ leads me through no darker rooms than he went through before.
即使我们怎样的难处，也不会胜过主在前天晚上他所走的那个黑暗。Yeah.
There's no greater trouble. There's no greater trial we can experience that's greater than the cross that he bears.
换句话讲，依靠神是让我们体会到在黑暗里边我们可以经过。
And if we rely on him, we can go through the dark places in our lives too.
保罗在他人生最后阶段也是这样子说。
In his last in the last part of his life, Paul also said this.
在提摩太后书四章十七节。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 17.
Daniel 听你读了哈。
But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all Gentiles might hear it.
保罗也有那一阵同工都不在那种孤单了。
Paul also experienced this loneliness when all his co-workers were not there.
但以理这个体会。
The experience of Daniel.
保罗说唯有主站在我旁边。
Paul said, but the Lord stood at my side.
加给我力量。
And gave me strength.
其实我们不需要到年长才感觉到孤单了，大家同不同意？
But we don't need to be old to feel lonely, right?
这位是一位这个是年轻的时候这个中女姊妹。
So this is Sister Joni.
她本来是在一个很爱主的基督家庭成长。
She grew up in a family that loves God.
是非常爱主的一个年轻人。
And she's a youngster who loves God deeply.
这个当她去一次游泳这个潜水的时候。
And one time when she dived.
一个不小心，他在头以下，所有身体都瘫痪了。
She broke her neck and everything beneath her shoulder became paralyzed.
他也非常有这个优越的体位，在那段时间。
And she was very depressed during those times.
本来有的男朋友也离开了。
And her boyfriend left her.
也离开了。
Yeah.
很伤心的时间。
It was a very sad time.
可是在里边他经历到神的带领。
But through it, she experienced God's presence.
虽然我到这个田地，可是上帝给他有美术的天才，所以他开始用他的嘴巴来画画。
Though she was in this difficult time, God gave her this talent of
drawing. 那个是他画的其中一张哈。他成为一个叫做轮椅上的画家。
And she became a painter in wheelchair.
几年前，她也做了一首歌。
Several years ago, she wrote this song.
我们要了解这首歌当时有个背景。
And so there was a background.
这是一个电影的插曲哈。
It's a song in a movie.
当她，她说她描述到她后来神给她有婚姻。
God gave her marriage.
她那个丈夫非常爱她。
Her husband loved her deeply.
可是因为她的身体，她丈夫常常要晚上把她调转过来，换一换位置。
But because of her sickness, her husband had to flip her over during nights.
有晚上她丈夫说，我真是吃不消了。
And one night, her husband said, I couldn't do it anymore.
所以你说，你当天结婚的时候，不是已经答应我吗？
And Joni said, didn't you promise me on the day that we got married?
我们每个人都有孤单的时候。
We all have lonely times in our life.
可是我可以孤单而不孤独，我们一起来、啊、听这首歌哈。
We can be alone without feeling lonely, and let's all hear this song.
我们当中每个人都会面对孤单。
Each and every one of us will face loneliness.
我们可以独处而不寂寞。
We can be alone yet not alone.
这里告诉我们，但以理充满有灵性，美好的灵性。
Here it tells us that Daniel has exceptional qualities.
他对神是敬畏神，信靠神，神能与灵与他同在。
He feared God and trust God. God's spirit was with him.
他为人是老练，相当慎重。
He experienced and thoughtful.
做事办事能干啊。
And he's also resourceful in everything he does.
80岁还是办事能干，哇，这是我们向往的哈。
being resourceful and able in 80s is what we all want.
请问你们在开车时拿过告票啊
？Have you got a ticket?
我有啊，我就先称出这。可是他在人生路上没有告票。
But Daniel had no ticket.In his road of life.
非常感谢神。
Thank God.
人生真是好像海平静，或者海浪汹涌。
Our lives are like sea. Sometimes it's.
本来如此蒙王上的器重，就面对妒忌和这个陷阱。
And sometimes full of waves and storm, he was regarded highly by the emperor, but now he's faced with.Envy and traps.
这时候一个考验来了。
And then another trial came.
特别大家留意哦，这里有个人呢、来偷偷看他哦，这是在这个画家放在这里，要留意啊，这是有个人偷偷来看他哈。
So in the corner of the painting, there is someone peeking through and looking at Daniel.
可是他照样打开窗口，向耶路撒冷祷告一天三次。
Daniel, opened his window and prayed three times a day. Got on his knees.
本来呢，我们想，我们现代人就妥协一下，我这个月就不出去了。我或者我去哪里 on vacation?
He could make a compromise, not praying for that month, or take a vacation and get away from the place.
圣经里告诉我。门这里他素常这样做，表明他与神的关系从头到尾没有停止过。
But here the Bible told us that he did just what he had done before, telling us that that's what he did every day.
素常的意思就好像植物生长是不断的坚持不改，坚毅无为。
It's like a plant.Which is consistent and authentic.
这就是我们经历起考验人生的一个因素了。
That's a important factor for us to have a life that can stand through the
trials. 我们看到但以理有。
And we can see.
他因为经常的敬畏神。
Pray and worship God often.
我们看到保罗有。
And we saw that Paul has that.
他与神有亲密的关系。靠主的力量。
He had a close relationship with God, and he.
刚才我们看到中里，1949年出生的这位中里，到现在还是坚持信仰。
And we saw Joni, who was born in 1949, and she still staying true to her belief.
不是没有矛盾。刚才谈到她与丈夫那一刹那的谈话，表明我们家庭每个人都有难处，可是她还坚守信仰。
It wasn't like that. She had no difficulties. She had it with her husband, but she stayed true to her belief.
所以弟兄姐妹，再问大家一句：你与我的信仰是一手信仰，还是二手的信仰
？So again, brothers and sisters, do you have a first-hand belief or a second-hand belief?
John Stott. 石头的是我们一个很敬畏神的仆人，他以为到天父哪里去，他以这样子鼓励我们。
John Stott also have this encouragement for us.
他说，我们对信仰的坚持是最保守的，我们对实践信仰是最激进的。
He said every Christian should be both conservative and radical, conservative in preserving the faith and radical in applying it.
我看到格培牧师完成任务了。
We can see that Bill Graham is now finished all his job.
他说他换地址，现在到天上去了。
And he said that he changed address to heaven.
说起来我很喜欢的，如果说他们说你 permanent address， 我很想选天堂，可是不行，寄不到我的活信。
So whenever I had to fill in my permanent address, I want to put down heaven, but they won't allow me.
今天我们鼓励，我们是哪一个年代的弟兄姊妹，就好像 Will 一样，敢于做一个但以理。
So today I want to encourage all of you that no matter what generations we are, we can dare to be Daniel.
现在我们一起有一个祷告。
Let's have a prayer.
在祷告的之前，我要请大家有个邀请。
And before that, I want to give an invitation.
无论当中是年长的、年轻的。
No matter if you are old or you are young.
你告诉复活的主。
You tell the risen God.
从今天开始。
From today.
我要将余生就交给神。
I will give you the Lord the rest of my life.
好像但以理与他三个朋友一样。
Just like Daniel and his three friends.
顺服神的主权。
Submit to God's will.
相信神的能力。
And trust in God's power.
常常敬畏神。
And fear God always.
请你站起来。
Please stand up.
走到前面来。
And walk up.
我要为你祷告。
And I will pray for you.
我要为你祝福。
I will bless you.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意好像但以理一样。
If you are willing to be like Daniel,
好像这三个朋友一样
，like his three friends,
一生爱神
，love God with your entire life,
让复活的主使你成为他的见证
，and be a living witness of the resurrected God.
请你到前面来
，please come forward.
我要为你祷告
，I want to pray for you.
请你到前面来
，please come forward.
前面到前面来
，please come forward.
感谢主。请到前面来。
Please come forward.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。无论年轻的或者年长的。
No matter if you are young or you are old.
神的爱激励我们。
God's love encourages us.
我们将余生交给他。
We give him the rest of our lives.
我们的人生永远有神的同在。
We will always have His presence in our lives.
当我们有一天要特别要面对孤单或者独处的时候
，When one day we are facing this incredible loneliness,
我们是依靠神到底。
We will rely on Him till the end. 好，
我现在是祷告一句，请大家一起跟我一起祷告，一句一句跟着哈。
And please follow as I pray, sentence by sentence.
亲爱的主
Dear God,
我今天站在你面前
I stand in front of you today.
是诚心诚意
It's honest.
我愿意
I'm willing.
一生敬畏神
To fear you with my entire life.
我愿意
I'm willing.
效法但以理
Follow Daniel.
一生敬畏你
Fear you with all my life.
我愿意
I'm willing.
但以理的三个朋友相信神你的能力
Like the three friends of Daniel, trusting your power.
也顺服神你的主权
And submit to your will.
求你使用我。
We pray that you use
一生带领我。
Lead me throughout my life.
我是诚诚心心的祷告。
I pray sincerely.
奉耶稣圣名。
In Jesus' name.
我一起说，阿门。
阿门。
好，请回去，谢谢。
Please be seated. Thank you.